Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today. All right, guys, we'll do a really quick reaction podcast here for what the Jalen Coleman Lands commitment means for Iowa State basketball here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Check out our front page. Jared Stansbury caught up with him earlier today for a Q&A. You can check that out. Really bright kid. I think Iowa State fans will really like this young man from DePaul. Just really quick, we do have a promo code right now that we're running on our Cyclone Fanatic store this Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of ridiculous, actually. The guys over at Team Closet who do our merchandise are running, they're trying to clear the shelves as we make more shirts and we're getting more into merchandise, obviously. They've got some shirts for like $5 on there right now. It's ridiculous. So check it out. There is a promo code Memorial20. Memorial20. It'll get you 20% off this weekend at the Cyclone Fanatic store. All right, some quick thoughts on Jalen Coleman Lands. Talked about it a lot on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Bloom and I have. Really quick, a heads up too. You might hear a baby in the background. I'm sorry. I'm trying to double duty here. You guys understand, right? Y'all don't care. Immediate starter. We all know that. He might even be the best player on Iowa State's team next year. We'll see. That's a big statement. But you got to realize Jalen Coleman Lands was a top 50 guy out of high school. He went to Illinois. Then he transferred to DePaul. He had a bad leg injury, which is why he's got this sixth year of eligibility to be a grad transfer, and he's coming to Iowa State now. He chose this as a basketball decision for him. This is a great system for Jalen Coleman Lands. He can get the ball in his hands a little bit. He's versatile. And, you know, when you look around at the different options he has, at 24 years old, he needs to be able to showcase himself. And Iowa State and, you know, what the roster looked like and Iowa State's needs and the style of basketball that Steve Prohm plays, this was a really good fit for Jalen Coleman Lands. Again, Bloom and I will talk more about that later on this weekend on our weekly quarantine podcast, but I just wanted to get something out here today. So really, okay, so what's next, right? That's what a lot of people are wondering. Iowa State has two scholarships remaining. Obviously, it's getting a little bit late there, being that it's May 23rd. I think there's one thing that everybody really needs to keep in the back of their mind right now, and that is if somehow, some way, Tyler Harris, the Memphis transfer, can become eligible. And the only reason I point that out is there seems to be a little bit of momentum with, because of COVID-19, being a little more lax on eligibility rules. And you got to, you know, do different things like, okay, where is the young man coming from? And is there a high rate of coronavirus? Is he getting to a part of the country with less coronavirus? There's a lot of that is being tossed around out there right now. I personally think the NCAA might be more relaxed on transfers and giving them immediate eligibility. We shall see. It doesn't sound like that rule's not going to pass that will give everybody a one-time transfer. We've known that for a couple of weeks now. But let's just say that Tyler Harris can become eligible next season at Iowa State. So you add him and Coleman Lands, boom. You just got a lot more experience from a couple of guys who have played in high major conferences. And not only that, but they've had success. So what does it mean? I don't know. I'm not going to go out on a limb and give you any predictions for the season or anything like that. But I do think that it is a pretty successful offseason if somehow Harris and Coleman Lands are both eligible. You, with these other two scholarships, I think one, you really are just trying to find the best player possible that you can add to your roster. Hopefully a guy who can still play next year. You're starting to see some of these guys. There was the kid out of Indiana yesterday who pulled his name out of the draft as a grad transfer, and he's looking to move. And I think you're going to see more and more of that here over the next week. And we'll have a few more guys that are just floating around out there in the transfer portal, where Iowa State's in a pretty good position right now and with flexibility with two scholarships remaining. Personally, I mean, if you can find two guys who can make you better next year and get you back to the NCAA tournament, sign them. If not, I mean, I wouldn't be against banking one of these scholarships, and I think that makes some sense right now with the new transfer rule next year and all that stuff, just to have that immediate flexibility. Because you have to remember, too, that Iowa State's freshman class coming in, I mean, it's one of the top-ranked classes in Iowa State basketball history. This is not a, you know, if you're going by the rankings, all that stuff, obviously there's a lot of things that can happen between now and then. I mean, maybe they don't turn out. Maybe, you know, who knows? They're freshmen. I like the class, and I think that they're going to be able to contribute quite a bit next season. So do you really need 13 guys? Will you really go that deep? My guess is probably no. Steve doesn't go that deep, really, ever. He likes to keep that rotation around 8, 9. So I don't know. I think that that's a possibility that they bank one of those. I almost think it's more likely at this point, considering how late it is. But I think you've got to use that third scholarship to really, again, try and make yourself better next season. And if you can do that, I think with Tyler Harris, Jalen Coleman lands, a couple of guys who were both four-star prospects out of high school. They're obviously talented. Hopefully, you know, the spot that they land in bodes well for their future, and they get Iowa State back in an NCAA tournament. We'll have more breakdown of the roster. We're going to get a lot more in-depth, but I wanted to get something quick out there for you guys here on this Memorial Day weekend. Again, Jalen Coleman lands, the DePaul transfer. The 6'4" wing has committed to Iowa State. It's a great get for Steve Prohm's staff. It obviously makes Iowa State much better next year. How much better? I don't know. I think that we can continue to have that conversation as the roster continues to develop. All right, you can hear the baby. I got to go, but Bloom and I will be back later on this weekend for another podcast. Thanks for listening here on the Psych1Fanatic Podcast Network.